I started going to the ECTC when it was at the Marriott Twin Bridges. I guess I went as early as, must have been about 51, 52, something of that sort. And I went pretty consistently, although I missed a couple of years in the late 50s, and then went consistently in the middle 60s on. In the early stages of the game, the ECTC was indeed a component of conference. Mm-hmm. And by components, they meant resistors and capacitors, and maybe inductors, and not much else. So by about the mid-70s, I guess it was, we had had a need to move in packages on printed circuit boards from the dual inline package, which is the through-hole, mounted through-holes, to a surface mount package, which could have been called other things, but we latched on the name chip carrier. A couple of people used the word chip carrier. And I guess I conceived of, in combination with a man by the name of Dan Amy, who was at Unisys, that we needed to bring some kind of order out of the chaos. At that stage, there were over 3,500 different chip carriers, most of them within an eighth of an inch or a tenth of an inch of another in size. The leads were spaced differently, the sizes were spaced differently, and so on and so forth. So we conceived of the idea to bring a standardized footprint that could be contacted by molded plastic with some leads on it, by ceramic with some solder bumps, by almost anything if you wanted to conform to the standards. And we then organized a task force of some 27 companies, most of them competitors, who agreed to cooperate on the grounds that they had to do something about the chaos, right? Mm-hmm. And we used the old rule saying that no two sizes should be separated any less than by the square root of two,
okay,
to give you a decent family of sizes. Mm-hmm. And we hammered out what the sizes were and what the spacings were and what the commonality is between the ceramic with edge clips, like Berg, or the ceramic without edge clips, or the molded plastic packages, or the molded plastic cases with an open lid that you could fill with silicone gel. All of them performed. There were some, maybe, it was a slightly different family for ceramic, which had 40 mil spacing. Most of the rest had 50 mil spacing. The reason why this is important is that it represents a major change that's going to happen to the ECTC out of it.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is that we created this task force, hammered out all the details, and then it was just a matter of taking it to JEDEC, which is the Joint Electron Device Council, whatever it is, which then goes through an official standardization process. The activity that I was doing was a precursor consensus. Well, what we now then had to do was to publicize it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we had one session on chip carriers at NEPCON West, but then it was obvious that we had this IEEE task force now that had a final report to give, and we needed to get the word to know what's going on and spread the word out. Well, at that time, I had not been consistently active and was not in the committee structure for the ECTC, but a man by the name of Tom Matkovich was. And Matkovich was a professor at Drexel University.
Could you spell that for me?
M-A-T-C-O-V-I-T-C-H. Is there a T in there? Maybe there isn't. I can't.
Close enough.
With or without a T. And he was a worker in ceramic hybrids, but mostly in ceramic structures for ceramic capacitors, for resistors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the ECTC hadn't gone beyond components then. And I decided that it was high time that the ECTC dealt with the package for semiconductors as a component.